Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Prayer brings you closer to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So far this week, we've learned two things about prayer. 1, God tells us to pray to help us trust Him more. 2, God wants us to pray for what He wants, not just what we want. Now, we learn something new. Prayer brings our hearts closer to God, not the other way around. Some people think prayer is just a way to tell God what we want and then hope He gives it to us. But Jesus gives us a special prayer called the Lord's Prayer, and it teaches us to pray for things that we probably wouldn't pray for if Jesus didn't tell us to. Let's look at the Lord's Prayer and what it really means. "Hallowed be your name." That means, God, your name is holy. But sometimes we're too busy to stop and thank God just for being awesome. "Your kingdom come." That means, let more people believe in you. But sometimes we only want what helps our plans. "Your will be done." That means, God, do what you know is best, even when we'd rather tell God what to do. "Give us today our daily bread." That means, please give us what we need today. Not everything we want, just what we need. "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive others." That means, God, forgive me, and help me forgive others too, even people we don't want to forgive. "Lead us not into temptation." That means, help me stay away from things that could lead me to sin. "Deliver us from evil." That means, God, protect me from all harm, even the sin in my own heart. Here's something amazing. God doesn't need us to pray these things for His plans to work. He's going to do what's best anyway. But Jesus still teaches us how to pray, because He loves us. It's like when a parent helps a little child say, "May I please have a banana?" The child is learning how to ask, not just demand. And the parent is happy to teach them because they love them. God does the same. He teaches us how to talk to Him with love, trust, and the right words. And the more we pray like Jesus, the more we start to sound like Jesus too. We pray to the Lord. Dear God, teach me your ways. Help me trust you with my whole heart. I will praise you, because your love is great and you have saved me. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.